Hey everybody, that's Thomas again from Saigon. A few minutes ago, a car crashed into a fence of a house. It's actually kind of a wall. Oh, a wall and a fence. And yeah, it was a taxi driver. No idea why he crashed. It doesn't seem that he's hurt or injured. He looks pretty fine from here, from the distance. I can see it from my apartment. So the taxi is actually half on the street or on the pavement and half within the garden. And when I was looking there, it was kind of a strange scene that because the maid, apparently the maid, didn't really care about that. She was just watering the garden as she do it every, I don't know, Monday noon or whatever. So of course some people staying around. There's no police. I think that's another sign that nobody is injured because, they are really fast when someone is injured, and if nobody's injured, they may not even come. And then, but you still see some people, of course, this is Vietnam, so some people are hanging around. I think it's the taxi driver and some security guards. So some people waiting for something, even to get the car out of this scene. And you know, it's always a chance for someone else. In that case, it's one of the ladies or two ladies actually. They're driving around with their motorbikes and they're selling coffee and cold drinks and cigarettes. And it really didn't took that long when they appeared and said, "Okay, you were waiting for the police. You were waiting for the truck who's towing the taxi out. Until you wait, I have some fresh drinks for you. Why not buy it?" So. Yeah, that's really Vietnam. I mean, there's always an advantage of every kind of situation. Yeah, so actually, yeah, and I mean, taxi drivers and driving, yeah, I think one of the biggest risks in Saigon is being hit by a taxi. They drive like crazy. But isn't that the case in nearly every big town, big city in the world? Okay, bye.